done the five?
No.
Okay. Sunday the something of September, Erev Sukkos, Harav David Zulzbacher. Did the Bnei Yisrael sit in Sukkos in the Midbar?
Thank you very much, Avyanki. Shalom Avrocha to everyone. My usual slot on Erevs. So as Avyanki just said, the opening Shaila is, during the sojourn of the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, did they actually sit in Sukkos? Now the Pasuk already says, Ki besukkos yeshavti es Bnei Yisrael. They sat in Sukkos. The Shaila is, were they halachic Sukkos? When it came to the 15th of Tishri, did they have to put tzchach on? Did they have to make sure they were kosher Sukkos? Did it fit in with the halachas of a Sukkah as we know it? Although it's only a simple Shaila, we will use this as a springboard to look in much closer to the key mitzvah Sukkah. We'll start off with a very famous question. I think everybody who speaks on Sukkah starts off with this question, is why is Sukkos dafka this time of year? I mean, the Pasuk says, Ki besukkos yeshavti es Bnei Yisrael, b'hotzii oisam Mitzrayim, and I took them out of Mitzrayim, which was in Nisan. So why don't we sit in Sukkos on Pesach? On Pesach, correct. Well known the reason of the Torah, because it's at this time of year when it's beginning to feel cold, so going out to a flimsy little hut, we can only be doing it l'shem mitzvah. We're not doing it because we want to go out to a nice, comfortable outhouse. Whereas if we would do it in Nisan, as it's the opening of the summer, it doesn't look as if we're doing it l'shem mitzvah. That's well known, the pshat of the Torah. The Gon, equally well known, has a completely new understanding of the whole Chag of Sukkos. The Gon, he explains that we're not so much commemorating the Ness of the Ananiya covered by Sukkos. What we're commemorating is the return of the Ananiya covered. Because he makes a Cheshbon, Chazal, that we know that as soon as Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were surrounded by the Ananiya covered. But when they sinned on Shavuot Batamuz with the Chet Egel, it went away. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Har Sinai in Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he was there till Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur he said, Salachti Kidvorecho. The day after Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and told Klal Yisrael to bring materials for the Binyan HaMishkan. Then the Pasuk says for 2 days they brought it. On the 14th of Tishri, Moshe Rabbeinu then divided out all the material to the craftsmen and craftswomen so that they were ready to start building the Mishkan on the 15th of Tishri. And on the 15th of Tishri, when they started to build the Mishkan, that's when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam returned the Ananiya Kovod. There's well-known discussion how you're allowed to start building the Mishkan on Yom Tov, and that's a sugya in its own right. But the Gon's pshat, and the pshat in Sukkos, according to the Gon, is not the Ness of the Ananiya Kovod. It's the return of the Ananiya Kovod. And the Gon says that's why it's called Zman Simchoseinu. It's the Simcha of the Ribbono Shel Olam returning his love and showing in a physical way his love for Klal Yisrael, that he's forgiven their sins of the Chet Egel. And that was the Simcha. Yeah, her breath. It's a bit of a sorry in how the Gon fits in. What? Going back, I don't think that's Pshat. The emphasis is a bit schwer how the Gon fits in into the Posh of Pshat and the Psukim. Okay. There's an interesting question which a boy in school asked me this question. If the reason for the Simcha is because the Hachzoras Ananiya Kovod, because Ananiya Kovod came back, and that came when they started to build the Mishkan, the reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing back the Ananiya Kovod is because he forgave us for the Chet of the Egel. So why didn't the Ananeh Kovetz come back on Yom Kippur when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Salachti Kidvarecha? Why did it have to wait a few days later? So a few years ago, I actually said here, I want to repeat it just this small bit. I said in the name of Ramat Tzio, may you have a Refu Shleima. He said a beautiful pshat, why it took a few days later till the Zman Sukhaseinu, till the Hachzoras Ha'onam. Because he brings a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even after a person has received the tshuva of a kapora, he must still be mispalel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam once again wants and desires his avodah. In other words, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it could be that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has forgiven the sin, and you're not going to get punished, and you won't have yisurim. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is so kavyochol, is so hurt by your avera that you've done tshuva, fine, but keep well away from me. You've hurt me too much. When the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sees that the Klal Yisrael are desperate to once again be desired by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for their avodah, that's when the true simcha comes. So Matzio explained, the period between that first Yom Kippur and Sukkos was a period of very much trepidation. Yes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Salachti Kidvarecha. But does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam once again desire our avodah? When they put their effort into building the Mishkan, then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brought back the Ananeh HaKovetz. So the Simcha wasn't just a Simcha of the Chachzoras Onan. It was a culmination of the true Simcha of Yom Kippur. Now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam not just forgiven our sins, but he also wants our avodah again. And Rav Tzio explained, that is be'emes every year. Every year after Yom Kippur. So we've been forgiven our sins. But let's hope that Rabbi Shalom has gone that one stage further and he desires our sukkahs. And with that he explained beautifully, why is it that if somebody, if Gishomir, Simon Klola Bechag, why Dafkon sukkahs, if you can't perform the mitzvah sukkah, is it Simon Klola? We don't find, if the wheat has been affected and you can't perform the mitzvah matzah, it's called the Simon Klola. You're on oinus. According to this chat, it's very good why it's a simon klola. It's the klola is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam forgave us, yes, but he doesn't want our avodah. Therefore, if it rains in Eretz Yisrael on the first night of Sukkos, it's a simon that Yom Kippur wasn't complete. It was a salachti, but it wasn't once again a returning that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam desires our avodah. Now, there's a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. What exactly are we commemorating in the Chag HaSukkos? Pshat in the Pasuk. Ki Pasuk is a Shafti as Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says, Naman Yedu Der Yoseichem, Ki Pasuk is a Shafti, your future generations must know that I sat you in Sukkos. Was this, or are we commemorating that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam protected us with our Ananeh HaKovod, which is, as we'll see, the classic explanation? And what I mean by that is, Rashi al HaTorah learns that, in Shulchan Aruch, it gives that reason in Shulchan Aruch. Or is it because of Sukkos Mamish, that they sat in booths? The Achreinim actually discuss why Shulchan Aruch, which is a very strange thing for Shulchan Aruch to do, in the opening of the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, in the opening halach of Hilchos Sukkos, tells us, L'man Yedah De'Yoseichem, we should know that Rabbeinu Shel Olam protected us with our Ananeh HaKovod. That's a machlekes tanoim. And why is it noigea for us in halacha to know, are we commemorating it because of Ananeh HaKovod or Sukkos Mamish? And that's a very well known sugya. We've discussed this in the past. And it's negea halacha lemaisa because there's a well known bach. Mishnah Berurah discusses this, that you need to have kavon on Sukkos, exactly what the mitzvah is for. But that's not the shit at the moment. But what I would like to understand is, we always spend much more time, and the way how we teach it to the children, is that Sukkos is for Ananeh HaKovod. But the Halakha of Akiva said that Sukkos is Sukkos Mamish. We need to understand, Lefi that man de Omar, why Taka is Sukkos at this time of the year? Especially according to the Gon made the whole Cheshbon, it was the coming back of the Ananeh HaKovod. But according to Sukkos Mamish, that Mamish was Sukkos is Shaftis B'nei Yisrael, but says when they came out of Mitzrayim. So why don't we sit in Sukkos, especially according to the Man D'Omah, of Sukkot's mamish. Enoch Nama, the reason of the Torah still applies. But much more important to ask, and this has bothered me for a long time, what exactly are we commemorating Laman Da'oma Sukkot's mamish? I mean, what does Sukkot's mamish mean? They sat in booths. There's no miracle that they sat in booths. What exactly are we commemorating? The most basic kasha in Sukkot. We understand Anane Kova, that was a miracle. What are we commemorating Laman Da'oma Sukkot's mamish? So the Ramban al HaTorah asks this kasha. And the Ramban answers, Al Da'as HaOimer Sukkot's mamish. What exactly? So first of all he says, he emphasizes our first kasha. Incredible Ramban. Do you know why we celebrate Sukkot this time of year? Because it was only at this time of year that they built these sukkahs. Until then, it was summer months. They lived in ordinary tents when they came out of Mitzrayim. It was nice and warm. They didn't need this extra protection. When it came to the beginning of the winter, they started to build a bit more solid. It was still Arai, but they built a bit more solid walls because it's now the beginning of the winter. According to the Ramban, therefore, Sukkot's Mamish was only started to be built now, and the purpose of the Sukkot's Mamish was to protect from the cold. Rashi in the Gemara learns different. Rashi learns, even according to Mandom Sukkot's Mamish, it's because of the sun. But Ramban learns, it was at this time of year, Ibn Ezra says the same thing, because. And there's Posh of Envers why we have sukkahs now. Now they started to build sukkahs because it was going to get cold. Then Ramban says, and what taka are we commemorating? Sheyedu v'yizkru, nothing to do with the miracle. We're remembering Shehoyu b'midbar. We were living for 40 years in a midbar. Loi bo'u b'bayis, they didn't live in proper houses. V'moishav loi motu, they didn't live in built up cities for 40 years. Vashem hoya imohem lechosru dova. Yet the Ribbono Shel looked after them, nothing was lacking. According to this piece of Ramban, we're not commemorating a particular miracle of Sukkot. We are commemorating the Ribbono Shel protected us and looked after us. The Fizeb Emes for Emes is a completely different kasha, which they ask, why don't we commemorate the other miracles of the Be'er and the Mon? According to the Ramban, it could be that Sukkot Taka commemorates our whole existence in the Midbar for 40 years, where we lived in simple huts, and the Rabbi Yishai looked after us. That itself is the commemoration. That's according to the Ramban. I saw a Haflug de Kipshat in the Rashban Alatim. To understand what exactly we're commemorating Laman Da'oma Sukkot's Mamish. The Rashbam says, first of all he starts, and remember the Rashbam is Pshutei Shel Mikra. Rashi, as we mentioned earlier, says the Pshutei Shel Mikra is Anane Kovod. The Rashbam says Pshutei Shel Mikra is Sukkot's Mamish. And now is not the time to make diyukim in the psukim, which pshat fits in better, in pshat of the pasuk. But the Rashbam says, Lefi Pshutei Shel Mikra, Sukkot's Mamish is what we're commemorating. V'zeh Tam Eshel Dova, this is the reason. The Pasuk says, when do we have Sukkot? It's at the end of the season, Ba'ospecha, when we've gathered in, Megon Chom Yikvecha, all the gathering of all the crops, which has started off from Pesach times, it's culminated, everything is by Sukkot, everything's done then. The houses are then Meleim Kol Tuv. Our storehouses are full of Dogon V'Tiresh V'Yitzor. But you must remember, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, where all this comes from. Do you remember that for 40 years you lived with nothing? Do you remember you lived in just simple huts? And look at you today. Remember where it comes from. Remember, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't fall into the trap of koichi va'oitzem yodi. Don't think it's you, because you remember for 40 years you were not living that way. A completely new understanding, Rabbi Yisai, of what Sukkot is all about. It's not even commemorating any miracle of Sukkot's mamish. It's pum faket. All you had was Sukkot. Sukkot is nothing. They're flimsy huts. Now you're able to live beautifully. Now you've got houses. Now you've got Dog on Tiros, you're Kol Tov. You could reach the point of thinking, it's all my work. So Rabbi Shlomo says, you must always remember L'dorei Seichem. You must always remember, it wasn't always that way. I brought you out of the Midbar. I brought you to Eretz Yisrael. I brought you to a land where you can do all this. That's the pshat. Says the Rashbam, and now it's poshut. Why Sukkot is at this time of the year. It's at this time of the year when we've got the houses and the storehouses full of crops. Everything's going well for us. Remember, you lived in the Midbar. This is a completely new understanding of what Sukkot is all about. I saw in the Prima Godin, in Hilchos Sukkah, the Prima Godin quotes this Rashbam, and Hafli, he says, according to the Prima Godin, there's a well-known kasha, why are women not mechuyovis in Sukkah, midin af hen hoye bo'isa hanes? I think we've even discussed this in the past. Mitzah seishas van groma, they're paturois, Paturis from Sukkah. We don't say Teshu Keter Dura for women. Women are Paturis. Toises asked the Kasha, what about Afin Hoya Bo Yisanes? Says the Prima Godin. This is how the Prima Godin understands this Rashbam. Says the Prima Godin, if the whole purpose of Sukkahs is that people don't fall into the trap that think all this work and all these crops is my avoida, women don't work in the fields. It's Tichal, they don't get involved in this. So therefore, it's not necessary for them to sit in a sukkah. B'chlal, they don't need it. It's only the men who work in the fields who have this temptation of thinking, kech v'etzim yadi, they need to sit in the sukkah. But women, they don't need to sit in the sukkah. That's what the Prima Godin says when he quotes this Rashbam. I think, if we've understood the Rashbam right, the Prima Godin's kasha is not even a kasha, meaning, Prima Godin was asking, why do women sit in the sukkah? Because of a miracle. That makes sense when you talk about the Anan HaKovod, which was a miracle. But according to the Rashbam, there was no miracle in the sukkah's mamish. That wasn't a miracle, that's not what we're commemorating. There's b'chlal no reason why ladies have to sit in the sukkah. It goes to the ordinary din of Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. There is no Afein Hoye Bo Yis HaNes. No, the Prima Godin is explaining it according to the Rashbam, who's explaining it according to Sukkah's Mamish. Of course, according to the Manda Omar and Anikov, there are other reasons, because Tosha says don't say Afin Ebenes on a Deraisa. On a Deraisa, only on a Drabonim, you say it.
We've got 3 million people walking 40 years through a Midbar, and there's no Nes involved.
Like the Ramban was learning, the general looking after, but Sukkah is not for the miracle. That's what the Rashbam says. If I've understood the Rashbam right. To remember, you used to live, you were nebuchs. You had nothing. You had no crops. You had no. I looked after you. Remember that. That's what according to Rashbam is the pshat in Sukkot.
Our normal understanding is they were not nebuchs. That they were very well treated. They were air conditioned, and they had some loschal lebolsom melecha, and they had food. They had everything.
But still, they didn't have crops. There wasn't. That's what he's saying.
Just the crops.
The crops. All that. The Rabbi Shai gave you mom, and that's it. You didn't achieve anything yourselves. Remember that when you come and you are achieving these yourself. But the sukkah itself means you were living as ordinary, you were beggars. The Rebbe looked after you.
So then the Rashbam only happened when he came to Yisrael.
Oh, what was the title of the shir?
Okay,
Rabbi, I want to share with you an incredible mabit. The mabit, and we'll see how we're connected to the rest of Rashbam. The mabit discusses the Tariyat mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs did Klal Yisrael keep before Matan Torah? Which ones were they able to keep after Matan Torah? And not obvious, it's a big sugya. I'd like to take you a few lines of this incredible Mabit. The Mabit says, V'efsha, ki gam shechag ha-matzahs v'ha-shvuas no'agu b'midbar. They kept Pesach and they kept Shvuas in the Midbar. Chag ha-sukkahs, le'inyin yeshiva b'sukkah. Avada the Yom Tov of Sukkahs, we're not talking about it, the Issa Melacha. But the Yeshiva Sukkah, says the Mabit, Lo Noagu, they did not sit in the Sukkah in the Midbar. Now he gives a halachic reason, a technical reason. Shaharei Hoyu Musuchochim Banane Kovid. They were being protected by Anane Kovid. This is the Mandom Anane Kovid. So I thought he was going to say something like, this is a Sukkah. Look what he says. Ve'echyase sukkah tachas shem sukkah. The Anane Kovod had a din of a sukkah. So how can you build a sukkah in an ananei kovet? It's a din of sukkah tachas sukkah. And therefore, technically, they were not able to mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. L'kach omar kosev, l'man yedu deirei seichem. Your future generation should know. But enochanama in the midbar itself, they didn't sit in sukkah. Azoi shteit befurish in the mabit. I hasten to add again, Ikadin, according to the Mabit, they could have and should have sat in the sukkahs. But they didn't have the possibility because they're under an ananei kovet. That itself is a big raid. You could discuss this, what exactly the problem is. Ordinary clouds is not a problem. It's dafka ananei kovet, which is a problem. Azoi shteit mabit, the yesoid, I want to bring out the Mabit, says that in the midbar they didn't sit in sukkahs. This is shteit mefurish in the Mabit. I'd like to bring out that even according to the Rashbam, the same thing. And I want to explain this. What about Arba Minim? The Mabit talks about the Sukkah. What about Arba Minim? I'd like to read you out a Loshon of the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim. The Rambam says, V'asher nireh li b'tam Arba Minim. The reason Arba Minim, she'i simcha v'sosem, we know it talks about v'samachtem, that with Arba Minim is a din simcha, Al Yitzi'osa min ha-midbar. The whole mitzvah of Arba Minim is we came out of a midbar. Loi mokoyim zera. They were in a midbar without any vegetation. Umayim ein lishtois. There was no natural water to drink. And the Rabbi Yishlayim brought us to a beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael. El mokoyim atzei pri yonahoris. He brought us to a place where there's fruits on the tree and there are rivers. As I state in the Menorah Hamoir, as I state in Abar Benel, according to this, there was no mitzvah of Arba Minim in the Midbar, because the whole tachlis of Arba Minim is a way of celebrating that we've come out of a Midbar, we've come into Eretz Yisrael, and why tafka these four Minim? So the Rambam goes on to explain, these four Minim are easy to get hold of, they're by Nahoris, and they represent the simcha of coming out of a Midbar. According to this Rambam, that if the whole purpose of Arba Minim is to thank the Rabbi Shah that we've come out of a mitzvah, the same thing according to the Rashbam in Mitzvah Sukkah. Not like the Mabit was saying that technically they weren't able to do it. But there was no reason for a Sukkah. The whole reason for the Sukkah, according to the Rashbam, which he says Mufurish, is to thank the Rabbi Yishai that we came out of the Midbar, and to remember that we were once in the Midbar. Now we have Batim Aleim Kol Tov, now we're able to harvest, now we're able to take things off the tree. But just like the Rambam says there was no mitzvah of Arba Minim in the Midbar, according to the Rashbam there should be no mitzvah, no necessity of sitting in the Sukkah in the Midbar. Now, if this is right, we have Mefurish in the Mabit, although for a different reason, that they didn't sit in Sukkahs in the Midbar. We have a Mufurisha Rambam, they didn't do Arba Minim in the Midbar. And we are suggesting also, according to the Rashbam, that they didn't sit in Sukkot. But we've definitely got a Mabit, and Rambam is saying Mufurish.
Mabit's only Arba Minim, it doesn't say
Sukkot. The other way around. Mabit is only the Sukkah. The Rambam's talking about
Arba Minim.
But both, and we're suggesting in the Rashbam, be that as it may, I'd now like to share with you, which I heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein's Chen of Rocha, in the name of the Imre Chen. Imre Chen is a brother of Rabbi Levenberg who lives here. Incredible diukim in the psukim, how this fits in so beautifully. If you look in the parsha of Emor, parsha of Sukkos, so we've got all the yomim tovim. Rabbi Yisai, look at the pattern, how the psukim fit in. It starts off with Pesach. First the posuk brings, in posuk hey and vav, the first thing we talk about is the actual mitzvah hachag, korban Pesach. The first thing the Torah talks about is in yonah deyoyim. After that, pasuk zayin, we start talking about the general halach of the yontif of isim halacha. So Pesach. Clearly, mitzvah hayoyim, then isim elocha. Now, let's look at Rosh Hashanah. Similar pattern. Pasuk Chavdalet. Pasuk says, "V'chodesh hashvi v'echad l'chodesh yielachem shabbos zichroi teruah." First, we talk about the mitzvah sayayim is shefa. Only the next pasuk, kol melechus avoda lo yisasu. Same thing now, Yom Kippur. Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Ach be'osa l'chodesh ha-shvi'i zeh Yom HaKippurim v'yinisem es nafshei seichem. Mitzvah sayayim is inui. The next pasuk only, v'chol melocha lo yisasu. Issa melocha. So, very clearly, the pattern has been established. Mitzvah sayayim, and then comes along the issa melocha. The exception is Sukkos. By Sukkos, first it starts off talking about the issa melocha, and then, only then does it talk about Arba Minim and sitting in the Sukkah. Exactly the other way around to all the other Yomim Tovim. Furthermore, Sukkos is the only one where twice it repeats the date when we're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah. Pasuk Lamed Daled. B'chamisha osa yom l'chodesh ha-shvi hazeh chag ha-sukkah shivas yomim. What's the first thing mentioned? B'yom erishon mikra kodesh kom lechus avodah lo yisasu. Very clearly, the issa melocha before we've even spoken what you're supposed to do. Then, afterwards, we talk about a few psukim later. B'os b'chem the pasuk we've been talking about. Chag ha-shivas b'yom erishon shivas yomim. And then, first, sit in the sukkah. Ulekachna lechem b'yom erishon, etc. First Abaminim, and then Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim. Very clearly, Issa Melocha is written first. And then again, it repeats itself late on in the Parsha, again, and there's a subtle difference between the two places where the Torah quotes the date. The first time the Torah quotes it, in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, it says, B'chamisha osa yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i, on the 15th, of the seventh month, hazeh, this. In Pasuk Lamed Tes, when it repeats it again, ach b'chamisha osa yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i, doesn't say hazeh. Meri dikadiyukim the psukim. Afi the Rambam and the Mabit, and possibly the Rashbam, that in the Midbar, they did not sit in the sukkah. They didn't have arba minim, it's hafla. What's going on here in the Psukim? The first time the Torah is quoting, the Torah is talking to the generation of the Midbar. B'chamisha osa yom l'chodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh. Dafke in the Midbar. In the Midbar, we're not going to talk about Arba Minim. We're not going to talk about Sukkot. They didn't do that. Therefore, the Issa Melocha is written. They said, well, look at us, because that's Taka in Sukkot was different to all other Yom Tovim. Pesach and Shavuos, they fulfilled Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they did in the Midbar. But not Sukkot. That's why the Issa Melocha is written first. And that's why it says, B'chodesh Hashvi Hazeh. Impossible, Lamed Tes. Now we're talking about Doiros. Ach B'chamisha Osa Yom L'chodesh Hashvi. Now we're not talking about in the Midbar. Generally, the seventh one. Now look at the next few words. Ba'os b'chemes tfuas ha'aretz. According to the Rambam and according to the Rashbam, it's meridik. Now you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Now you've finished the harvest season. So according to the Rambam and the Arba Minim, according to the Rashbam, you now need to commemorate that you were once in the Midbar. Then tochoyku es Hashem shivas yomim. Now we go directly to talk about the sukkah, l'kachlochem b'yem erishon, and kol dovol yovei al mechonoi. Everything fits in so beautifully. May we be zeicha, ultimately, sukkahs mamish, sukkahs l'oir, we be zeicha, leishe, b'sukkah oire, shelev yosem, b'mheir b'yomein.